In this episode of The Anchor, we're going to apply our all-in Christian lives to the fishing trip that we take in these next couple of days. We're going to go as Mark chapter 16. Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 16, says we're going to go into all the world. We're going to go further than we've ever gone before outside of Port San Luis. Jesus says, go to the uttermost part of the earth in Acts chapter 1. We're going to take that theory and apply it to this trip. You know, the Bible says that we need to do these things if you want to have success in the Christian life. You know, you need to take some risks. You need to push yourself. And that's the theory that we're going to put to test this weekend.
How you feeling?
I'm good. Ready to catch the fish that swallowed Jonah.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we gotta haul out because the weather's coming in this afternoon and we're going way out there. So. Okay, so we're way beyond everyone else at this point. The only one smart enough or dumb enough to come out this far.
Yes, sir.
That's how I usually fish, okay? Just kind of get your leg up against the wall.
My body just needs to adjust to, like...
Yeah, this is why you go home after the weekend and, like, you'll be in the shower and, like, the shower will feel like it's moving.
Yeah, okay.
Jacob.
Some people are just sick all day. Other people, they get used to it. You get hit.
On the bottom.
Okay, can you?
That's why they call them gophers.
They hit your line and they crawl under a rock.
Despite spending a couple hours fishing at the new spot, much to our surprise, we barely caught a thing. So we decided to change plans, head back to the bay, and try our luck there.
We'll make the sailor out of you! Yeah! All right, let's go fishing. Okay, hopefully we got two.
Reel down.
Give me. Get them out of the motor. Hey, get them out of the motor. Hey.
No!
You got them right in the motor. Oh my goodness. Oh, give me a waypoint. Okay, stop.
Hoist them in.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
Waypoint.
Wow.
Everything.
You should carry both of those at the same time. You caught them both at the same time.
Yeah, at least almost 20 fish in that ice.
Keeper! Nice!
Three.
That's a link cod, my friend.
Okay, so let's compare what Aldo just caught.
That's a nice. That's Big Daddy fish and yeah. Little baby fish.
That was a link cod.
You feel, it's like all your pride goes away, your ego melts, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, I have nothing.
So on day one, the plan was to go further out of the bay than we'd ever gone before, and we did. We worked our way out there. We were up against kind of a time constraint because at about 11 o'clock, there was supposed to be some high winds coming in that were going to make things, uncomfortable / unsafe. So what we did was we did push out there right away. We arrived at about 9 o'clock. We did catch some fish. But they weren't anything that was amazing or to write home about. So we worked our way back towards the bay. The weather really picked up. It was really windy, a lot of work fishing out there. And then we came actually closer than we had ever fished before, and we just got into a pile of some of the biggest rockfish that I've caught here before. And Jacob picked up a really nice ling cod. I don't know why he's always the one catching those, but we got into a nice area here that's close, that was calm. It had a really good day of just catching some really nice fish. And it's really great to have that area because now we know that if, we can't get out because of the weather, we always have a fallback position to go and catch some nice fish at. So day one, great day, limited out on fish, freezer's full. We'll see what we can do tomorrow. So what does everyone think? How's the day going so far?
Yeah, so far it's so good.
Catching a lot of fish.
How many? Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. How many we got so far?
Oh, day about 40 minutes. I think we got 10 or 11. Scott, what's the count?
Here, it hit a waypoint.
Oh, double. Nice. All right, hoist it. Hoist it to me.
There we go. In this episode of The Anchor, the plan was to go out further than we had ever gone before, fish in deeper waters than we'd ever gone before, and hopefully catch some bigger rockfish and hopefully some ling cod. The theory, the Bible analogy here was that we were gonna kinda go into all the world. You know, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature is what Jesus says in Mark chapter 16. And you know, he tells us in Luke chapter 9, he tells us to not let anything stop us from going out into the world. to preach the gospel. Jesus actually has somebody come up to him, has people come up to him in Luke chapter 9 and want to go home and say goodbye to their family. One guy wants to, you know, go and bury his father. And Jesus says in verse number 62, he says, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Just showing that the Christian life is to be this all or nothing type of thing. We were going to take that in episode 2 of The Anchor into the fishing world. Now, what actually happened is quite interesting. We had weather coming in on us both days, both Friday and Saturday. There was weather coming in at 11, 12 o'clock into the afternoon. So we went out early in the morning. We did go further out, especially Friday. We went way out there and we did catch fish, but we just didn't catch that many fish. So we got weathered out and we came actually into the bay and towards Avila Beach. And we caught the biggest rockfish I've caught since we've been fishing in Avila. And also we caught some nice lingcod as well. So the Bible lesson here kind of turned into an Acts chapter 1 lesson where, you know, the Bible tells us to go to Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, and, you know, then into all the world. You know, it's just kind of a reminder for us that, you know, sometimes, you know, success in the Christian life or, you know, success for souls is just, you know, walking out your front door and just going out and just preaching the gospel to people who might be your immediate neighbors. Because that's actually what happened to us here is we tried going far out. You know, this would be the exciting, you know, mission trip that everybody wants to go on. But we always have to remember that, you know, just going out and just talking to our neighbors in our own hometowns, in our own neighborhoods, is very fruitful as well. And that's what happened to us in this episode of The Anchor.
It's just relaxing, being out on the water, feeling the waves, you know, just hanging out in fellowship with brothers in Christ and just enjoying God's beauty.
So I want to say my favorite part of this trip was definitely being with the Bizarnski family. The one thing I learned about going out and fishing in the sea is that you have to have a little bit of toughness in you. And I learned real quick the power of God and the power of the waves. It humbles you. And I believe when I went out there, I got humbled. But just with a little bit of prayer from God to strengthen me, I got strong and put my sea legs on, and I started fishing, catching some good fish. So.